winter, and the snow accumulation on the lower slopes of the Rocky Mountains was already beginning to melt and disappear under the rays of the spring sun. Smoke sat on the top rail of the corral, a half-smoked cigar in his mouth, and watched as Pearly, his ranch foreman, worked around the herd of cows and the new spring calves. Smoke turned and saw his beautiful wife, Sally, approaching the corral with a metal pot of fresh coffee in one hand and a platter of her well-appreciated donuts, called Bear Sign, in the other. Her long, dark hair was hanging down to caress her shoulders, just the way he liked it. And her hazel eyes were bright and clear and full of life, as usual.
Hi, darling. What's this?
I thought a short break for some coffee and donuts might help him make it until noon, when I'll serve the boys lunch.
Pearly, who was busy lying across a calf's neck so Cal could apply the branding iron, hadn't seen Sally's approach.
Hey, we got coffee and Bear Sign, boys.
Pearly's head whipped around at the words Bear Sign, and he jumped up off that calf and literally ran toward the corral gate. As soon as he was up and off the calf, it kicked out with both hind legs and scrambled to its feet, knocking Cal on his ass and sending the branding iron flying. Pearly didn't take time to undo the latch on the gate. He just jumped up on top and leapt on over.
Morning, Miss Sally.
Oh, good morning, Pearly.
Cal and three other hands walked at a much slower pace, showing a good deal more restraint than Pearly had. When Cal got close enough, he reared back and kicked Pearly in the seat of his pants with the side of his boot.
Gosh darn it, Pearly!
Ow!
That calf down near took my leg off.
Dang nabbit, Cal, you almost made me drop these here Bear Sign.
Cal pointed at the platter heaped full of donuts.
Well, what was your hurry, Pearly? Miss Sally made plenty enough Bear Sign for all of us.
I just wanted to get them whilst they was hot, Cal. You know they taste better that way.
Horse stuff. You just wanted to make sure you get more than everybody else. That's why you was in such a hurry.
There's plenty for everyone. And I made a fresh pot of coffee to go along with the Bear Sign.
What did you bring?
And yes, I did bring you some sugar for your coffee, Pearly.
I swear, Miss Sally, you done spoiled that man rotten.
What?
Pearly dumped the entire packet of sugar in his coffee without asking anyone if they wanted any.
Just because I like a little sugar in my coffee, you think I'm spoilt?
You mean a little coffee in your sugar, don't you? And what's next, Pearly? Pretty soon you're going to be putting cow's milk in it like the ladies in town all do.
You boys finish up your coffee and get back to work. I'm not paying you to sit around on your backsides jawing at each other all day.
He walked Sally back toward their cabin.
Thank you kindly for the food and coffee, Miss Sally.
Don't talk with your mouth full, Pearly. Did your mama never teach you no manners?
Smoke liked the way his man had an easy camaraderie on the job. Out in the high lonesome, he knew that on any given day their lives might depend on their co-workers, and he reasoned the better friends they were, the less chance there was of anyone getting hurt or killed in the dangerous business of ranching out on the frontier. He was especially fond of Pearly and his young sidekick, Cal. They'd been with him for several years now, and after standing next to him in some pretty hairy situations, he knew he couldn't ask for any better men to be by his side or to guard his back. In the parlance of the West, they would both do to ride the river with. Pearly had come to work for Smoke over 5 years before, after he found he couldn't stomach a man he'd hired his guns to in a range war against Smoke Jensen. Pearly had gone to the man, named Tilden Franklin, after Franklin had raped a young woman, and he told him he was through. Franklin was enraged. He had his other gunnies beat Pearly almost to death, finally shooting him and leaving him for dead. Wounded and near death, Pearly had made his way to the Sugarloaf to warn Smoke about Franklin, and he'd been a fixture on the ranch ever since. As Smoke and Sally approached their house, they heard what sounded like a rider that was in one hell of a hurry. Smoke's hand went to the Colt in his holster. Visitors in the High Lonesome weren't always friendly, and Smoke had more than his fair share of enemies still walking around.
Step into the cabin, Sally, till I see who this is.
Sally, who'd learned never to question Smoke's instincts, ducked into the cabin and took a Henry repeating rifle off the rack next to the door.